letters back and forth.
Former Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin cherishes the personal letters of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the city's newest civil rights landmark.
I think that gives people a much fuller understanding of who he was and what influenced him.
Franklin spearheaded efforts to secure King's papers and build the Center for Civil and Human Rights.
I thought it would be a success because we're filling a gap in American history and certainly Atlanta history. It's very hard to find this much about civil rights in one place in Atlanta.
Atlanta is one of many communities that are embracing the dark chapters of their past. Civil rights attractions here are visited by more than 1 million people every year. Former Mayor Andrew Young says people want to discover the history made here.
I think Atlanta is one of the leading centers, cities for civil rights tourism. I mean, that's our civil rights legacy.
In Alabama, the site of many civil rights battles 50 years ago, thousands visit the state every month to see dozens of historic sites.
And while we've made a lot of progress,
Fred Gray started this history museum in Tuskegee.
The state of Alabama, and particularly the Department of Tourism, now recognize the fact that civil rights is an engine for economic growth and development, and that we need to preserve that history.
For these tourists, visiting civil rights sites is an emotional experience.
Well, you can feel the effort and the empowerment there. The fact that they fought here, and you just feel all the emotion and feeling.
So many people want to know, and so many people need to know. Our children need to know their history in order to go forward.
Back in Atlanta, plans are already underway for an expansion at the Civil Rights Center while developing more programs for young people.
Hello. How are you?
A lot of these events took place long before they came of age politically, so they don't know about this. It's important to have that, legacy preserved and for posterity.
This is the birth home of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the many landmarks that dot the landscape in this city. Community leaders say they want to build up civil rights tourism here, making it one of the leading cities in the country for this type of tourism. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Atlanta.